Blog Talk Radio.
Doing out there. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. We've had a crazy fun week. I'll try not to make the whole show about the floors and the machine. So that we went to, but just really quick, I know I thanked you in person, but again, live on the air.
Love.
Thank you so much. The Urban Gent got tickets for him and he and I to see Florence and the Machine this past Tuesday at Radio City Music Hall, which is one of the best places to see a show. If you're ever in the New York tri-state area, I recommend it.
But if they're not, if there isn't an urban act, you're not going to get any Alizé.
Oh, yes.
He I was, love having my best Alizé with my concert.
He was,
no.
He was disappointed that his favorite drink wasn't there. With the little light-up glow stick.
Yes, yes.
But so, again, I don't know how many people out there are fans. I think a lot of people are. That was a packed, sold-out house. If you are a fan, try as hard as you can to get to see her live because it was, I'd say, spiritual even. Like, it was so intense and beautiful and amazing, and we were up and dancing with the rest of the packed house.
Wear sensible shoes. Don't wear Louis Vuitton like
yeah,
we did.
For an hour and a half, and I'm still sore. I had Zumba tonight, and I was clomping around the floor like a sick horse.
War horse.
War-torn horse. So upsetting because I'm usually and this was a very stark difference to last week in Zumba when this was a pretty cool thing. One of my Zumba mates came up to me and said I had good rhythm and that she goes in the back and does the workout and will watch me if she needs to catch up with the beat or get back into rhythm. So I was like, yeah, awesome. That's so cool. It was like really super compliment. And then I'm in class today like flopping around like a mackerel.
You aren't part of a Rhythm Nation.
No, because my legs are still sore from dancing in heels for an hour and a half, Florence. But it was so amazing and magical, and thank you. Such an awesome gift.
Very welcome.
We had an amazing night. But let's get back to the matter at hand, which
episode
is tonight's show.
Episode 6. You can bring your dog.
I know. When my mom joked and said that she said to my dad, Allison's bringing home a dog.
Yeah.
And he's like, why are you getting a pet? And I go, no, Dad. So you wanna briefly brief everyone?
We have a conclusion to our story arc, our three-episode story arc.
If you guys have been listening, and I know that you are, you know that the Urban Gent has gone through. You've been paying also attention to the radio drama, which is part of his life in Gotham Volleyball. And there were some things going down, and we have a nice final conclusion.
Yes.
It makes everyone happy, and I'm happy to have you share that with everybody.
Yes, me and Regina George made up. We made our peace.
Yay!
We made our peace. I knew it would happen eventually.
Yeah,
but
I was really hoping. Yeah. He's a good dude, so I just had to like come around.
I know, and he apologized, and we said everything we needed to say to each other, and it's just like old times, but better.
See, that's even cooler, the fact that it's better, because maybe it had to, you know, go through this rocky mess.
Yeah, because
some things do.
I told him I needed to learn a lot about myself,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through a lot of changes, and it was a good thing because I needed that time apart because I came back, I came back better,
yeah.
And I thought about all the things people would say about me or people thought about me, I worked to change that, and I worked to change that within myself.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's like you can come away from this with like the lesson.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And maybe even the lesson that, you know, the subject that we wanted to talk about today, you know, which is,
are we the creator or are we the victim of what happens to us?
I know, and I know that everyone has had their victim moments.
Yeah.
I'm not at all about to sit here and say that I haven't.
Yeah.
And I definitely can. When I started to think that way and apply that way of thinking to my life, I really thought back on how I used to talk about myself and the situations I would get into, and it was like this theory of, well, stuff's just harder for you. And
yeah.
It's almost like people would say that or I would think it. It's just harder for me.
I just can't make
it work, or it's harder for me. And the fact that we were all, like, the people in my life were agreeing to that,
yeah.
When I started to think this way, I noticed, man, that's really messing me up.
Yeah.
Like, it was really, then it was really harder for me, and then it was really, stuff really wasn't happening because I was already putting it out there that things don't happen for me.
Yeah.
And I was making excuse. The big excuse was, well, that's just how it is for me.
Yeah.
Instead of really believing, I can make it happen. I can get it done. There's no reason why all of a sudden we're all thinking in the negative right off the bat. And that's upsetting when I thought about it.
Yeah.
I really took a step back and looked at it.
Yeah.
You know?
What was I going to say? Because, you know, I hate that bad things happen to good people saying. I hate when people say that. Oh, I just hate that. But you always thought, you know, it was like all that crap about
all the bad cliches that everyone says to each other really are kind of detrimental when you think about it. We didn't really realize that a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because we used to say it too back in the day.
Yeah, and if you make that your predominating belief, then what do you think you're going to get?
What was that saying about the, now I'm going to mess it up, I should have written
it down. I'm trapped in a box?
Yeah. But. No.
There's a box. We're trapped.
I think I hit it. Because the box would be your negative victim attitude.
Yeah.
And
woe is I.
Yeah. And that's
sad mime.
No sad mimes, only happy mimes. And no, not anything to do. We're not even going to mention clowns because I see my very good friend that's listening and she hates clowns.
Clowns are evil. They bring evil upon the world.
I don't have a problem with mimes as much, maybe because the Dresden Dolls is what was my favorite band.
Yeah.
You know, there's something maybe a little classier about a mime, but clowns are just horrifying.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the box.
They're coming at you.
Get out of the box. Run the scary clowns. Could be the bad attitude.
Yeah.
However you want to assign this to it.
But
even to like make a joke out of it, but even stop and think. I want everyone to do this like exercise with me. Everyone who's listening now or who's going to be listening later, I apply this to us as well.
Okay.
Even like in your day or your week, like stop and think about maybe when you had that victim attitude or those thoughts or even like something you might have said or put out to the world where it's just like, oh, I don't know, like a good example. I'm trying to think of something that I've said where it's like...
Well, because even with Regina and stuff, I was like, you know, we both had trouble confronting each other because I know he hates confrontation and I kind of...
It's not fun.
It's not fun, but in confrontation, I kind of lose my temper, too. So I
get very emotional.
Yeah.
It's, like, messy sometimes.
Yeah, so yeah. I said to myself, like, my victimhood with all that. Yeah, I mean, even Dan was saying to me, I'm like, you need to stop playing the victim for this.
Yeah,
and I finally
switched
that. But I also said to Regina that I was like, but I was hurt, too. And while it would have been really cruel and I'd be the bigger person, quote unquote, I needed someone to say, you know, I'm sorry because I was hurt. And
yeah,
I need someone to validate that they knew I was
hurt. And
your
feelings.
Yeah.
Like make it
but different. I mean, that's not the thing. I mean, that's one, like, recent victimhood. But also, you know, with the whole 401k drama that I'm having and all that stuff, I had to finally just let it go because I felt myself getting trapped in that box.
Yeah.
Where, woe is me, and why doesn't this go right?
Yeah. It could have easily, especially with money issues and not having the job. And I know when I didn't have a job, I was around 25. I had my quarter life crisis, and I was unemployed, and I was like a total don't ever be like this nightmare mess that I can now say I learned from it. But at the time, it was horrible, and I went down my little downward spiral. Every like bad thought and bad turn and bad action you could take, I took. And that's even part of taking the, taking initiative and taking control of your life, or like being responsible. I wasn't, I would stay up so late and then I would eat bad food. And then I would wake up like at 1 p.m. And then instead of job searching, I would go online to like chat rooms and make friends. So while I sat there complaining, why didn't I have a job again?
Yeah.
There's your list.
Yeah.
There was my list of why I didn't have a job. And it's that taking personal responsibility.
Yeah.
To control as much of your life as you can. You can do it.
Yeah.
And I was just like a messy, sad victim during that time.
Because
I wasn't being proactive.
Yeah, because Doreen Virtue says, even, and I haven't listened to Hay House in a while, but I'll be back. Shout out to Hay House Radio. But you have to do, with all the spiritual and law of attraction stuff, there's still human work to be done.
Of course, and that's what I wasn't doing.
And there's still a level of personal responsibility you have to take.
You have to take personal responsibility. And it is so easy to, I guess, like, say all the flowery, like, spiritually stuff.
Yeah.
And like, quote your books that you read.
Yeah.
But if you don't actually
apply,
that's the thing. And that's the thing I wasn't at all
that
thinking.
That pisses me off.
I know, we don't want to be cranky, but gosh darn it, people, start applying. Because, everybody knows that they're like so capable of it. And I guess a lot of it maybe is fear-based.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is fear-based because, it's like, Facebook, for example, and all that stuff. Like, I try my best to always be at the end result of my bad day when I post something.
If you haven't
noticed that with me, I'll always post the terrible start to the day, but now I'm, blah, 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 and woo!
Exactly.
But people all day will post my hangnail hurts and this and that, and I had to show up to work today. Ooh, doesn't everybody?
I know.
Right now, and all that stuff, and just complain, and they'll be the same people who put that, like, love is pain and flowers and life is hug life and blah, 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 when they're not doing it.
And like,
they're sitting there complaining
here's your money, angel.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't forward the thing. Just go and do it.
Yeah.
Just, like, instead of just sending that,
just,
like, go and figure out how to make money instead of the money angel.
Thing. Yeah.
Or instead of, like, your awful, rotten day.
Yeah.
Like, just maybe even try one little thing to make it better.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Like, I'll play the song that I like, or I'll go on YouTube and find that thing that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And I'll watch that a few times.
Exactly.
Even if you have an
Oreo.
Just have an Oreo.
Exactly.
Or two. And probably
or 12,
not.
Like
probably
I did
got more.
Night.
I'm going to say don't come over to. Oh, my God.
It makes myself feel better.
There's nothing better than watching meatball shows.
And eating a bowl of macaroni and cheese.
And you're like, and it's almost like, almost like in defiance of the television program. I know, now we're off track because the eating disorder food show is probably going to be like a four-parter.
Yeah, we're gonna that's going to be our whole summer of weight loss.
I know, because I'm making the taking control. Have gotten a little, and I know I mentioned this before, I don't know if anyone's tired of hearing it, I don't care, frankly. kind of hit a wall with the whole progress that I was experiencing and getting very frustrated. And I was beating myself up, and I was getting frustrated, and I was going back into the box the bad little box.
Power box.
You
anything
know?
Box.
Yeah. Just to be like, what did I do? I'm messing up. But then being depressed. So then, like, snacking on the wrong stuff. And then being depressed and not. And I was just like, and I became so, like in my own head and freaking out. And then today I finally decided a few things I'm going to do to be proactive, take the control back that I need to, because I know I can fix and change. I've already changed, so why can't I not change anymore? And I started to, and I'll be honest with you, a few weeks ago when I noticed that I wasn't losing the weight, I started in my head, I said that same bad thing that I used to say, oh, of course it won't work for me.
Mm,
you know,
really?
The way I
wow.
said it, yeah. I let the bad thoughts go in my head, and this is how I used to see, it works for everyone, it works
yeah.
for this person, this works. Of course me, of course it won't, of course. Why would it work? It never, nothing ever does. And I started, I couldn't believe, you know, but again, I'm just human, and I let the bad thoughts in. I couldn't believe that I let that thought process come.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course it wasn't going to work. Why would it? Even though it has. So I had to tell myself, stop saying that. It's so bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a few days of just thinking the wrong thing, but I'm just glad at least now I'm conscious of it, because it does still happen. You know, there are times when I would, you know, still be like think victim type thoughts instead
mm-hmm.
of being proactive. But I've made some decisions and I'm going to follow through with the next phase of what I need to do.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I know I didn't say that to anyone and I wasn't saying it out loud, and but I was thinking it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I can come clean now
yeah.
and say that. It was that old, you know, thought of that old me saying that bad thing to myself.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
that'll bring me down, and I won't experience any more success, and I won't be positive, and I won't go forward if I'm thinking that way.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that, you know, we definitely want everyone to know with what we're talking about tonight, is even take that moment just right now and think about maybe the last thing you said that made it be like, well, I can, or I give up, or, you know, well, it just won't work for me, or that's just how it is, or
yeah.
give in. Even an example is maybe you've experienced when someone's come to you with their problems and then you offer a solution and they just dismiss it right away. They're like,
yeah.
no, I can't do that because I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't like that thing.
Yeah.
This isn't what I do because it's not like
yeah.
me. And then you're just making it worse. Like, well, who said? Let it go. Try the new thing that you need to try, or maybe the thing you didn't think of to make that situation a little better.
Yeah.
It just might help you instead of immediately shutting everything down. Complaining, shutting everything down that could be a solution, and then just staying that way and wondering why you're not changing.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's not going to work.
Yeah.
I don't suggest you do that anymore.
CJ on the Angel Connection, Fridays on Authentic You, 8 Eastern.
Ah, good job.
shout out to CJ Martas.
Hey.
Last week when she did her show about navigating the changes, which kind of piggybacked our show before, too, because
yeah.
we were talking about that
yeah.
and having the patience to do it. She's like, I wrote it down somewhere and I didn't bring with me bad host. But
okay.
to paraphrase, she basically said she is kind of like me. She noticed in her life that she's kind of like me, that she plans things and the universe always kind of laughs at you.
Shakes it.
Yeah, kind of shakes the plan up.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you have your best laid plans, you know, she gets her plans all fracked up
yeah.
and all that stuff. And all she wants, you know, it's all that. And eventually it rearranges itself to the right way. But she said she's learned, and I'm learning to do this more and more, when things get crazy, you have to get more quiet.
I like that.
You have to remove yourself from the whole whirlwind of everything around you and sit down and be still and let go, and the solution will start to come in, which is kind of the
yeah,
basics we've been getting from class
right,
all the time.
Right, because
too.
if you are being chaotic, or you're playing into the chaos
yeah.
or the, like, the badness,
yeah.
you'll never...
Yeah, because that's
your
what I was
answer?
Doing. Yeah, that's what I was doing with the 401k thing. I was
yeah,
getting so
I know.
Caught in trying to fix it, that nothing happened until I just said, you know what, if it doesn't happen, then I have to be okay with it. And the next day was when they fixed it. I got the email and
blah, blah, blah.
And it took some screaming and yelling, too, because I had to become clear, and I became clear to the universe.
You had to put really what you want out there.
Yeah, because this is what I want. This is why I want it. I deserve it. I allow it to happen.
If I can go to that I allow it point, because that's something that I think is great to mention to everyone out there. And if anyone feels like they're stuck or that they are accustomed to thinking this way, again, don't beat yourself up, and we're not yelling at you and being like, you stink. Yeah, no.
Bad mind.
It's the
bad boss.
It's that line, I allow it. And that's what I have to always keep telling myself.
Yeah.
Especially with my wanting to get healthier, is I allow it, because it was the real outcome is going to happen when you give the permission for yourself.
Yep.
And you have to stop blaming all the outside forces.
Because good or bad, you allow everything in your life.
Yeah,
that's what people don't understand. You allow toxic relationships as much as you allow good relationships. You allow, you know,
sickness.
You
know, depression.
You co-sign. Shout out to SWV, co-sign, buy it, iTunes. It's good. We know Coco's uncle.
We do. I work with
him. What's up, Coco?
another sidetrack. No, it's, I know, you know, sad, upsetting, bad things are going to happen, but you always have to remember that you can still, you know, take the reins in a way.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to get upset and angry, and please do, because you have to have to go through your normal emotions or it won't be healthy, honestly. You know, but I guess it's just at least having that other thought in your head to know that you're going through it. And I know, because I'm still very emotional. I guess I believe I always will be. I'm an emotional person.
Me and Regina agreed, we're really hypersensitive people, but we try to hide it as much as we can sometimes, especially in the Gotham,
in the Gotham milieu. I don't know if I hide my hypersensitivity at all.
Which is good, though.
It's really out there a lot.
Yeah.
I guess anyone that knows me knows that. But now I've lost my train of thought.
Where's your box? Where's your box? And I'm not talking about that one. Where's your box?
Parents are big fans.
Oh, that's right. They are.
My
they
mom
do.
And
it's my parents.
They're two of my biggest fans.
My mom's listening too. She's in the archive. But
what was I talking about? Happy, sad. Doing the right thing.
Sad clown.
No more clown.
Oh, remember. Oh, God, I don't know.
Nothing clown-related.
Nothing clown-related.
No, now we've said clowns too much.
Yes.
I apologize to my friend Chris that's listening.
Yeah.
We need to end on a good night.
Victim, allowing, we're on allowing. Because you know what flashed into my head?
What?
When you and Stacy had the fight in class.
Oh.
Remember that? Because you remind me of my sister, and she was fat and sad and
that
so
was,
angry. You remember to throw away? I had to have Stacey drive me to the train station.
I actually was going to think I was going to, choke this person.
Yeah.
That angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, something like that? Was it along those lines that you were allowing to
Triggers? Yeah, that situation was... She, I guess, saw whatever that was
in
me and then said it out loud, but that's the type of situation where you don't want to hear it
because
you're not ready to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? That was a tough night.
Yeah, it was.
Because I booked. But it was one of those things that, you know, helped me realize, you know, what the truth was, and then to make, better decisions and stuff like that, and then to work to take that scenario of, way out of my life, especially the sadness part.
Yeah.
You know, because who needs that, really?
Exactly.
It's not helping.
Yeah.
You know, but again, what I think, now I think I'm back.
Okay, ethos, dogma.
To know, I guess just what I was saying is to recognize that you're going through it. You totally acknowledge it and go through it, but to kind of have that peak frame of mind was like, okay, right now I'm depressed. It's all right.
Yeah.
I'll get through it. Right now I'm really sad. Right now I'm really angry.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting that be the thing in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And then you're not in control at all, where you know you're going to come back around eventually and you can work on certain things to change it. And it doesn't have to be all you, of course. Get the help that you need to get.
Yeah.
Seek out the people that you need. But then if you're really going to get that help or change things, then really do it. You know, don't just, like, dance through, you know, the
yeah.
air, like, meh, 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 without
yeah.
any, you know, without any real, like, connection to it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're really making that decision to stop acting this way, then you have to be productive
enough. Yeah.
And that's tough because, again, it's scary because that means you're going to change. And change can be scary. And if you're comfortable being a victim, then it's scary to change. You don't want to
yeah.
because you're comfortable in your sadness,
yeah.
or your sickness, or your unhealthiness,
yeah.
or your whatever.
Yeah, because that's your karma. That's your dogma. That's the thing you put on yourself to. That's the thing your ego can, your fears can, like, take comfort in, is that being a victim and playing the victim and saying, this woe is me, and this kind of stuff doesn't happen to me. And I get into that every now and then, especially
mm-hmm.
with, like, you know, it's been a little rough, you know, the transition, because I was all ready for the transition, but, you know, financially it was just minor slip-ups that are happening. But, you know, I keep telling people, and I was telling people yesterday, it's all going to even out eventually.
Yeah.
And I just have to, you know, stem the tide like I usually do.
I know.
I did before. And I'm feeling a little disconnected because I haven't been meditating as much and I haven't been,
you do,
you know,
feel
listening.
The difference, right?
Yeah, I do feel
yeah.
the difference because I haven't been listening to as much like Hay House Radio or Authentic You and stuff. And you know, it's been tough, but I am in a better place because of it. And I just learned to laugh, try to laugh every time, or try to find something that makes me laugh, or even, you know what I've gotten
yeah,
into?
Yeah, I like that.
Funny.
I mean, I think you and I are definitely people yeah. who, and I really learned this from my father, is like to find the humor in things,
yeah.
and joke, and that was something how I think we all learned to cope.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I've fallen in love with listening, watching The Talk on CBS with Sharon Osbourne, Aisha Tyler.
I wanted to watch, obviously I'm not home to see it, and I
yeah.
just have the DVRs.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to check it out.
Yeah,
I love
Cheryl
that
Underwood.
Of
yeah, Cheryl Underwood always makes people laugh. They're always
That's
talking
cool.
about something, like they always talk about something topical. It's kind of like The View light, but I like the women better because they're just such a diverse group of people, and you know, they all have separate mindsets, but they come together, and they're just funny and alive and
topical. I
think
I would like it better than The View because
yeah.
like, that cross-section of women, I feel like I can identify
yeah,
them
more. Yeah,
more
so than,
like,
yeah.
Maybe, like, Whoopi or, you know,
yeah.
you know, or
Joy
on The View, but I really don't, like, I watch it when I'm, like, homesick
yeah.
or whatever. I think, like, I'm like, dude, I don't know if this is really the demographic.
Yeah.
I feel like The Talk I would be.
Yeah, it's great. So, anyway.
Do we want
to... Oh, yeah, we have to ask the unicorn.
Okay.
We have a unicorn with us, guys.
So...
Just in case you're wondering, we have a unicorn
with us. Let's see what the magical unicorn's, what the advice is for tonight.
And it's farting rainbows.
Stop the leaving.
Oh,
thank you, unicorn.
Thank you. A very dear friend brought that to me
yeah.
on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's probably peeing her pants. She might not be listening now because she has an early work day,
yeah.
but when she listens to the replay.
Okay, so we need
it.
To go.
We
we'll have shows planned more so. That's part of my plan, too. And
we've got plans for plans.
Yeah.
But thank you again for listening.
Yeah, we love you for listening.
Thank you, guys, and we'll see you in a few. Bye-bye.